The statistics are overwhelming. $125 billion in damage, more than 40 inches of rain in spots, and 100-plus deaths. Hurricane Harvey in 2017 was one of the most destructive tropical cyclones in U.S. history. A Santa Barbara County-based nonprofit played a key role in relief efforts, getting essential medicines and medical supplies to the hard-hit region.
We actually received a call from a patient, and she was out of her nebulizer and her albuterol. So we ran into the direct relief package and pulled out what we needed. We packed it in the car. We were fortunate one of the freeways was open, and we were able to deliver the medication that she needed to make it through the night.
Dina Hughes is CEO of the Triangle Area Network Health Center in Beaumont, Texas. She says direct relief played an important role in supporting her agency help those in need after the hurricane hit. Direct relief has a program in which it pre-positions emergency medical supplies in at-risk areas of the U.S. for hurricanes.
We're the only nonprofit licensed to distribute prescription drugs in all 50 states. After Hurricane Katrina, our U.S. programs really started developing, and we realized that we can really play a role for the millions of Americans who have a hard time accessing medications or aren't insured. So ever since Hurricane Katrina, we began what's now the largest hurricane pre-positioning program in the country.
Andrew McCalla is Direct Relief's Director of International Programs and Emergency Response.
At the beginning of hurricane season, which is June 1st, we pre-positioned 75 hurricane modules at clinics and health centers across 13 states and territories in the U.S. These go to health centers and clinics where they're already serving vulnerable people, where they're likely or we've seen them get hit in the past by hurricanes. Because unlike other disasters, hurricanes have a time that they hit. It's from June through November, and they have a location that they tend to hit.
Each one of the hurricane preparedness packs distributed in the U.S. is made up of six big orange tubs filled with supplies. They're designed to back up clinics for some of the most at-risk people with essential supplies for a 3 to 5 day period until more help can get to hard-hit areas.
These hurricane modules contain over 200 of the most essential medical supply items that a health center or clinic would need to treat their patients. So it was actually developed by the health centers themselves, who told us after getting hit by these storms and not being able to access a supply of medicine, or because pharmacies had shut down, that they needed these things in advance to help their patients.
The problem is, while many communities have plans to evacuate people in harm's way, they often don't have the infrastructure to give them all the support they need while displaced.
Most people in the U.S. that are affected by a disaster aren't affected directly as a result of the disaster. They're affected by the long-term impacts of being out of their home, not having their proper medication, food, water, shelter, etc. So these are to ensure those folks who have to leave their homes without their medicine can still access their supply.
And McCalla says if the preparedness packs aren't needed in a specific year, Direct Relief wants the agencies which get them to open them up and to use the supplies.
These are sent the first week of June every year. They hold them in the health centers in case of a hurricane. Of course, if there is one, they then can open it up and use it. If they don't experience a hurricane, they are free to open up when hurricane season ends on November 30th. And use it in their normal daily clinic operations, and then we'll resupply them again the following year. Because these things expire, we have to replace them every year, but they're things that the health centers would be able to use on a day-to-day basis.
Direct Relief officials say the preparedness packs have proven their worth over the years. The International Relief Agency is perhaps better known for its work overseas, but the Santa Barbara County-based organization has tried to meet needs across the U.S. as well, and even locally with things like masks during the massive Thomas brush fire. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.